And
this is a good place to do it.
There's people here.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you look at the Anabaptist tract, there's two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of God, and then there's a kingdom of Satan. And so you don't enter the kingdom of God like I know a lot of Anabaptists. I don't know about you in particular. They're all different. But a lot of Anabaptists believe, like, when they get baptized, they're baptized into the kingdom of God. That just isn't true.
No,
Water baptism doesn't save anyone. And so we teach people that you have to come by the blood of Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. You have to repent. And repentance means coming out of the world, coming out of your flesh, but then also part of the world and your flesh and part of false ways is coming out of man-made religion. And if you look at the Anabaptist faith, when we first came to the knowledge of Christ and we're born again, we came out of man-made religion, the evangelical system. We came out of it. It's sinful. It's wicked. We looked at the Anabaptists and thought, can we unite to them? The Anabaptist faith keeps as many false man-made traditions as the evangelicals do.
And
Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth in John 4:24.
That's right.
And he said we must separate ourselves from everything that's a lie. In Mark 7, he says if we keep man-made traditions, our worship of God is in vain. And all he told the Pharisees for, they were washing pots and cups. And he said, you worship me in vain because you've added man-made traditions. If he came back and saw the Mennonites or the Anabaptist faith, what would he say to them? What would Menno say if he came back and knew that people named a religion after him? He would rebuke them. Why do you do that? That's sin. 1 Corinthians 1 says, I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos. Is Christ divided? Why would we do that? No elders, no Mennonite men will give me that answer. How can we live in that ongoing sin? I know you guys aren't Calvinists. You don't believe once saved, always saved.
We don't.
You don't believe I can keep my sin and go to heaven. You're living in sin. In the Anabaptist faith, our card shows it. We have lots of articles on our website.
Well, that's interesting because Mennonite identifies who we are.
Does the Bible tell us to do that? I thought we're Christians. In Antioch, they were called Christians.
If someone would ask me as far as my faith, I would say I'm a Christian.
Right. But putting a man's name on the building that's lifting up the man, it's going against what God's Word says. It says, don't divide the body of Christ, adding man-made flavors. Christmas and Easter, let's go there, another one. A lot of the Anabaptists celebrate Christmas and Easter. They're celebrating Christmas and Easter with the pagan Roman Catholics and the evangelicals that 500 years ago were murdering them. And they're in unison now. And what's sad is, because no one's studying the scriptures, you know what's sad? The evangelicals are going back to Rome. You probably see that. They're uniting with Rome, if you know some of them. The Anabaptists in many places are now saying, we don't have that much difference to see. One time the Roman Catholics used to kill to get their way. They can't do that anymore. You know how they get their way now? Subversion. Being nice. That's how you have hospitals in America that are Catholic. Did you know that? They wouldn't let the Catholics in, and they came in building hospitals. And the Jesuits got their foot in the door. They're a wicked, corrupt, evil cult. And we see the evangelicals came out of them. The Anabaptists came out of them. And we just call people back to first century. This is my Bible I'm holding up. First century Christianity with all of the corrupt pagan ways, the man-made religion, you know, listening to elders that teach a bunch of false man-made traditions. I just witnessed to an Amish man. He got a straw hat on. I said, did they tell you you have to wear that? He said, yeah. I said, can you give me the chapter and verse of that in the Bible? No. He said, I got to listen to my elders. And I said, even when they tell you what's not according to God's word, we don't listen to men. Acts 5 says we obey God before we obey man. And they're listening. He's driving a horse and buggy because they tell him you can't have a car. Yet they have gas engines at their sawmill.
That's interesting. You have a good day.
Test yourself to the Word of God, sir. To be a true man of God, you've got to walk in the truth. We love you.